Welcome, everyone. This is Sherry Winston, and I'm here to guide you on a visualization called Finding Your Inner Erotic Priest or Priestess. Before we begin, I want to encourage you to prepare your visioning space. Start by turning all your phones and devices off. Create a comfortable space to lie down in, perhaps some pillows under your knees, a light blanket if it might get cool, and most importantly, a blindfold and a hand mirror. Now you're ready to begin the practice. We'll start with breathing, taking nice, deep, slow breaths. Breathing all the way up from your bottom, up to the top, and then breathing all the way back down. You can allow some sound to emerge as you breathe. Again, all the way from the bottom to the top. Breathing up from your bottom. Letting your sound carry you back down. Breathing all the way up and down. As your breathing, start to pulse your pelvic floor muscles in alignment with your breath. Breathing up and pulsing your muscles. And exhaling, sounding and pulsing. Do this until your breath, your sound, and your pelvic floor muscles find a sweet, relaxed rhythm together. As you breathe, you're going to allow your energy to spiral down into your body. Imagine it starting at the top of your head, and with each breath and sound and pulsation, imagine it spiraling down. The next breath, it spirals down through your head. Then imagine it spiraling through your neck. Through your shoulders, through your chest, an extra spiral through your heart, down through your belly, deeper down into the bowl of your pelvis, down through your bottom. All the way down through your thighs, your calves, and then from your feet into the earth, letting your breath carry you deeper and deeper into the ground. And as you go deeper in, you start to realize that you're in a special place. You start to notice that you're in your temple. And look around and imagine what your inner temple looks like. Noticing what it feels like to be in such a sacred, safe space. And you can decorate your temple however you like. Perhaps you want candlelight. The magic of visualization allows you to illuminate your space with 100 candles all at once. Imagine what else you would have in your holy, sacred temple. And begin to see the colors, the patterns, the fabrics. Notice the altars that you have in your temple. And of course, most importantly, imagine at the center of your temple is your lovemaking space, your pleasure nest. Enjoy what it feels like. Notice what it smells like to be in your temple. Are there flowers? Is there incense? Is it filled with green plants? Is there water running? Whatever you want in your temple, whatever you imagine, just see it there. As you nestle yourself into your sacred nest of pleasure inside your own sacred temple, you realize that your sacred, perfect, divine lover is going to be visiting you there. What qualities do they have? Meditate on that perfect, divine lover. Imagine all of the qualities that make them so utterly, magically perfect for you. What do you appreciate about them? What do you love about them? How do they give you pleasure? Imagining this divine lover. Now you realize that they're going to be joining you. Take another moment and imagine, how will you greet them? How will you welcome them in to this beautiful cavern, this temple space, this magical place? See the door or the entrance. Realize you hear footsteps. You can hear them approaching. Feel the excitement. Feel the delicious anticipation that you're going to be joined by this erotic priest or priestess. You hear a knock at the door. As you're standing in front of the door, you prepare to open it. And as you're opening it, suddenly you realize that your divine lover is you, any version of you. It can be younger, the innocent, the erotically innocent, beautiful youth that you were. It can be older. It can be your wise, sage, ancient, divine self. It can be your sluttiest self, your most sacred you, the sexiest you. It can be the wildest, most free you that there ever could possibly be and beyond. That's who's on the other side of your door. And now that you have envisioned them, you open the door and invite them in. Greet them. How will you greet them? However you want. Gaze at them. Look at them. Look in the eyes of your own inner erotic priest or priestess. Now you have the opportunity to delight each other. And of course, because it is this beautiful, wild, and free, and sacred version of you, your priest or priestess knows exactly what delights you. You know what delights them. Take some time and share some pleasure. Your favorite pleasures. Take some time to eye gaze. to breathe, to smell or taste, to touch. Again, noting exactly how much pleasure you can give and receive. Take some time to give each other some exquisite pleasure. Breathing together. Making sounds of pleasure together. Smiling at each other. Embrace each other. And the hug, the embrace, the giving and receiving all at once. And feel how good this other part of you feels. Breathe together. Sound together. Pulse your pelvic floor muscles together. And send energy back and forth, heart to heart. Feel the heart open. Feel your heart open. Feel that channel of energy and breathe that divine love back and forth. Heart to heart. Love to love. Give a little space between you. And your divine lover puts their hand on your heart. You put your hand on their heart. And again, breathing. Sounding. Open-hearted joy, energy running between your hands and your hearts. Now your lover reaches out and puts their hand on your genitals, your divine, sacred, holy flower of your sex. You put your hand on theirs. One hand on the heart, one hand on their genitals, as they have one hand on your heart and one hand on your genitals. And again, breathe through this circuit. This figure eight. This loop of energy. Of love, pleasure, acceptance. See the circuit of light. Feel the flow of heat. Sense the vibrations. And give those sounds of pleasure that enhance the giving and the receiving. Feel the connections between pleasure and passion and love. Your priest or priestess has something to tell you. Listen to what they have to say. Hear what they tell you. Hear the wise message of your divine inner deity. Maybe there's something you want to tell them. Some message you want to give to your most free, wild, sacred, sexual self. Tell them what you want to tell them. They're listening. Now your inner divine one has a gift for you. Put out your hand and notice what they give you. Notice the beautiful gift that they're putting in your open hand. You have a gift for them too. Watch as your inner divine one puts out their hands. Reach inside yourself and find the gift you want to give them. Thank each other in whatever way you want. Eye gaze, breathe, embrace. However you want to say thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Divine One. Breathing together. Sounding together. Pulsing together. It's soon time to end your special sacred date with your Divine One. But you know that you can come back anytime you want. In fact, they're not really leaving. As you embrace the next time and breathe and sound together, your inner priest or priestess will start to melt into you. Breathing together. Sounding together. Merging. Feel them sinking into you, permeating you, filling you with their divine wisdom. It's almost time to leave your sacred temple. One more set of three loving, beautiful, pleasure-filled breaths. Feel how it feels to know this is inside you. Notice the pleasure. And the power. It's time to breathe the spiral back up your body, out of your sacred temple. Breathe from the earth up into your feet. Spiraling the energy up your thighs. Into your bottom. Spiraling it through your pelvis. Let's take an extra spiral for your beautiful genitals. Bringing it into your belly. Feeling it spiral up through your solar plexus. Through your heart. In your chest. In your shoulders. Spiraling up your neck. Three times around your head. And out the top of your head. Take three more breaths to prepare for returning to your body. Wiggling your fingers. Wiggling your toes. Three stretching, moving, pleasurable sounding breaths. Stretching. Like a cat. Coming back into your body. Before you take off your blindfold, I want you to pick up your mirror. Holding that mirror in front of your face, take a breath, keeping your eyes closed, and slide the blindfold off. With your next breath, breathe your eyes softly open, softly focus gaze. And with your first breath, breathe your eyes all the way open and behold yourself in the mirror. There you are. There's your divine inner god or goddess. Behold her. They are you. Looking in the mirror into the eyes of yourself. Into your pleasure, your ecstasy. Breathe in love. Breathe out appreciation. And look at how beautiful you are. You are an illuminated, divine, ecstatic being. Share 3 more pleasurable sounding breaths with yourself. Slowly filling yourself. With divine love and sacred pleasure. When you're ready, put down the mirror. Stretch yourself back all the way up and out and into your life. Take with you the words, the gifts, the messages, and the feelings that you got. You may choose at this point to journal, to write, to make notes, write a poem. Perhaps you're called to make some sort of artwork, some sort of manifesting of the vision that you had in your temple. Maybe you just want to go sit in the garden. Whatever you want to do, the choice is yours. And this is Sherry Winston, wishing you juicy blessings and a divine day, and that you take from this meditation the knowledge that you can access the sacred inside of you whenever you choose. Oh.